The production of butter. Butter production is done in three phases: skimming, churning, and shaping of the butter loaves. A mechanical skimming machine can be seen next to the glass case. Butter is obtained by beating the cream. Cream came mostly from the surfacing of the fat content of milk in special containers. However, a certain percentage of fat remained in the serum derived from cheese processing. In order to save the serum, mechanical skimmers were built which worked on the principles of centrifugal force. Moving towards the center of the cheese factory, three different types of churns can be seen: one with a piston, one with a frame, and another with a barrel. The working principle is simple. Beating the cream at a rather low temperature, a so-called inversion takes place, and fat solidifies, becoming butter. The small vertical churn is the oldest kind known. A second churn, with a turning crank, uses the principle of centrifugal force. The third churner has a horizontal cylinder and is called reggiana. It was powered by the steam engine through a pulley connected to a lateral wheel. Going back towards the perimeter wall, a bascule, or weighing scale of the kind in use at the beginning of the 1900s, can be seen. It was used mostly to weigh butter and small quantities of cheese. Butter was wrapped in a special paper and was placed as a solid block into a case. Then it was sent to butter factories. Next to this, on a small table of the kind used in cheese storage, a single loaf butter mold and a multiple loaves mold can be found. The latter is missing some parts. The last tool used by the dairyman was the segnarola, a stick with ridges which was used to spread the masses of butter when they were taken from the churn and to clean them of the liquid that they may still contain.